Second Chronicles, chapter 4. He made a bronze altar 20 cubits long, 20 cubits wide, and 10 cubits high. He also made the sea of cast metal. It was circular in shape, measuring 10 cubits from rim to rim, 5 cubits in height, and 30 cubits in circumference. Below the rim, figures of oxen encircled it, 10 per cubit all the way around the sea, cast in two rows as a part of the sea. The sea stood on 12 oxen, 3 facing north, 3 facing west, 3 facing south, and 3 facing east. The sea rested on them, with all their hindquarters toward the center. It was a handbreadth thick, and its rim was fashioned like the brim of a cup, like a lily blossom. It could hold 3,000 baths. He also made 10 basins for washing, and placed 5 on the south side, and 5 on the north. The parts of the burnt offering were rinsed in them, but the priests used the sea for washing. He made 10 gold lampstands according to their specifications, and placed them in the temple, 5 on the south side, and 5 on the north. Additionally, he made 10 tables, and placed them in the temple, 5 on the south side, and 5 on the north. He also made 100 gold bowls. He made the courtyard of the priests, and the large court with its doors, and he overlaid the doors with bronze. He put the sea on the south side, at the southeast corner. Additionally, Huram made the pots, shovels, and sprinkling bowls. So Huram finished the work that he had undertaken for King Solomon in the house of God. The two pillars, the two bowl-shaped capitals atop the pillars, the two sets of network covering both bowls of the capitals atop the pillars, the 400 pomegranates for the two sets of network, two rows of pomegranates for each network, covering both the bowl-shaped capitals atop the pillars, the stands, the basins on the stands, the sea, the 12 oxen underneath the sea, and the pots, shovels, meat forks, and all the other articles. All these objects that Huram-Abi made for King Solomon for the house of the Lord were of polished bronze. The king had them cast in clay molds in the plain of the Jordan, between Succoth and Zeredah. Solomon made all these articles in such great abundance that the weight of the bronze could not be determined. Solomon also made all the furnishings for the house of God, the golden altar, the tables on which was placed the bread of the presence, the lampstands of pure gold, and their lamps, to burn in front of the inner sanctuary as prescribed, the flowers, lamps, and tongs of gold, of purest gold, the wick trimmers, sprinkling bowls, ladles, and censers of purest gold, and the gold doors of the temple, the inner doors to the most holy place, as well as the doors of the main hall.